This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning, the very last one in June, and this is Tune In with Erica. Hey, hey, how great to have your company today. It is a pleasure, as ever, to get together with you, and here we are, almost through June. I know I say this every month, but how did that happen? Time is just speeding by. I am running a Facebook chat room and I can see it's already buzzing. Love you guys dropping in there. I will come in there and say hello. I have said at the top of the page for the Facebook chat room banner, here we are at the end of June, extraordinary times that calls for extraordinary people. And I mean that because the extraordinary people are you and me, and let's be that. And that's the idea I've been given to explore today on this show. If you want to come in the Facebook chat room, if you are a Facebooky type person, that's very simple. Go to the 1-2 Radio page. It's a group on Facebook. That's a very safe place to be. Or you can go via the website 1-2radio.com. look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of those options is to chat. It will take you in there. If you can't, and I always say this, not everybody is a Facebook person, or maybe you just can't get in there, or maybe you want to catch up with the show later, I will, of course, do my best to get the show up onto the on-demand system, and you pick the show on demand on 1-2radio.com. Look on demand. You'll be able to pick up my show and the shows of all my colleagues, which I do quite often because of the time difference. So I'm just going to dip into the Facebook chat room just to very quickly say good morning and see what is going on. As ever, it manages to hide my banner. I never quite know how it does this. Let me just have another go. Recent media. Okay, I've found myself. Now let's have another go at this and see if it will put my banner up. I do not understand the vagaries of this technology, but let's have a look. Oh, there we are. I found it, and you, and good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, who is my colleague on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. Who else is in there? Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who is a stone's throw from here in Cornwall. Good morning to Kathleen Nicholson, who's also got her show this morning, The Intuition Hour with Kat, coming up on 1-2 Radio after Mark Husson. Good morning to Kelly. Good morning to Shirin Just Shirin, and to Renee, and to Laura, and Dee Dee, and Pamela. Those are the people who have clicked hello. I bet there are more people in the chat room if I go and take a look. Let me just tip this up. Never mind this relevant business that they do. Let me put all comments up and just see where we are at. So Laura says, good morning, you would like a message. Renee is waving as ever, sends lovely gifts and things. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, you are here today. Yay! You would like a card as well. So I will come back and do that. As I said, good morning to my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, and to Dee Dee, who would like a card, to Kelly, to Shirin Just Shirin, oh, with a little dog called Goldie. That is so sweet. Okay, I will do that. I've also got to give a shout out to Erin, who I know has let me know that she is listening, to Linda Herr, and also to Crystal and Jackie. I've promised to do you all cards. And good morning to Quelly. I've just seen Quelly come in the room. So well, there we are. That is how I have set up the day. So what was I going to talk about? Well, extraordinary times, extraordinary people. Do we ever live in extraordinary times? And I want to use extraordinary and not fearful, because it's so easy to feel overwhelmed when we're presented with the news. I was having this conversation, I have to say heads up, with Crystal and Jackie this morning, who I've seen briefly for coffee. And we were saying, you know, we're just not going into the fear thing. It's just not helpful. I want to find a way of reframing it, a way of moving forward. And I did pull some cards on this subject. And one of the cards I got was the Four of Fire. Now, the Four of Fire, this is about perspective. We can do what we can do with extraordinary times we're living. And yes, we can protest and we can make our voice heard. And that will work to an extent. But what is suggested to me via the cards and my spiritual team this morning is how we ground our spirituality, how we make it count, how you and I get to be extraordinary. And they said this is no time for fluff and fabrication. Some might call that love and light, and there's nothing wrong with love and there's nothing wrong with light, but we need to ground our spirituality. We need to make it heartfelt. That's what they meant by giving me this four of fire this morning. And they're saying to me, start at home. Make your house, your home, a place of peace. Now, home can also be the home that we have, each one of us has, all of our life, is our body. That's the only home that you will really ever have, no matter where you live. So you could start with your body, taking care of your body, meditating, making sure that you're calm and not reactive. Or it can literally be your home. Smudge your home. Be careful what you allow into your home in terms of media, in terms of opinion, in terms of whatever. Make your home a place of peace, they said to me this morning. And every dot of peace on this planet, they said to me, is a point of power. And when one little point, you may think, well, what's that going to do? But it's the story of the boy with the starfish walking down the beach, isn't it? That he walked down the beach flinging stranded starfish into the ocean. And a man said to him, what's the point of that? There's hundreds of them. You'll never make a difference. And the boy said, but I made a difference to that one starfish. It's that point of power. It's being the anchor wherever you are. And just trusting, even when you can't see the way of ahead. And they drew my attention as well to the solstice. We've just had the solstice, which is a huge tipping point in the year. And what if you and I are tipping points? And all those little tipping points add up to a big tipping point, a major weight, an anchor in this sea of uncertainty. How powerful would that be? So that's the message that I was given today about being community, about seeing how interdependent we are. When I'm looking at some of this news, you know, let's block the access to this, let's block access to oil, maybe that will affect the power. It's a lesson to us all in the global mobility of resources. And I wonder, is this the beginning of what so many people have spoken about, the move to local food and local power and local production, which makes it people power and not corporate power? All those things are up in the balance. So I leave you with that thought, plus the fact we have a new moon in Cancer coming up. I'm thrilled being a Cancer rising. So let me, before I go any further, get into this chat room. I'm just going to renew the chat room to make sure I've picked everybody up and get these readings done and just see whether my spiritual team have got anything else that they would like to say. Good morning to Lioness. I can just see you've come into the room as well. Okay, I'm going to start with, because I missed them out last week and I shall be in so much trouble, doing the ones that I know I promised to do. I promised Erin a card, and I know she is listening, even though she can't get in the chat room. So what will be helpful for Erin to know in these extraordinary times we live in? Oops, and there comes a card flying out of the deck. So I've got here two cards you get, Erin, a Three of Fire and a Nine of Earth. Now, the Three of Fire is about abundance, about things looking good, about being patient, but knowing that you have long-term plans. This is like packing for a quest. And I have it with a Nine of Earth. Now, the Nine of Earth is rewarding yourself. It keeps us grounded when we do this, when energies are uncertain. Take pleasure in the little things. Doesn't have to be huge. You know, it can be taking time out, smelling the roses. It can be having that treat. It can be just taking time out to breathe, treating ourselves in whatever way we can. So that's a card for you, Erin. I'm going to do one also for Crystal, who was asking for a card. And I know that Crystal will probably pick this up on demand, but this one is for you, Crystal. So a card for Crystal, please, if I might. There we go. Interesting, Crystal. This card came up when I was doing cards this morning about the times we live in, the extraordinary times, and it's the Five of Fire. Now, the Five of Fire can be, on the surface, can be quite a challenging card because it's usually when we cannot see the way ahead. I have this in another deck where the protagonist is in a hall of mirrors, and they're those mirrors you get in fairgrounds that are distorted, so we, you know, look completely different. And the person on the card can't see the way ahead because all the images are distorted. It can be conflicting details, but I know when I see this card, the good news of this card is this person who couldn't see their way through the distorted mirrors, all they had to do was stop and not look directly into the mirrors. And they would see that if they just looked sideways, they could walk around the mirrors and go on. So Crystal, I would say if you get some things this week that are challenging and you think, oh, can't see my way through that, if you just kind of pull up and maybe look laterally at the problem and ask for help, solutions will appear. Hope that's helpful, Crystal. Jackie would like a card as well. So let's do a card for Jackie. Whoops, that flew out the deck. Jackie, I like your card. You've got water cards. This says, make choices with your heart. Whatever your head is telling you, by all means, listen to the information for sure, but make sure that you make the choice with your heart. So if you're not sure which way to go, come into a very quiet place and try the ideas on, try the options on. I quite often do this if I don't know the way forward. I feel what it's like if I took one path and then I come back into this central point, and then I feel what it's like if I made the other choice. And instantly your body will let you know. You either feel good about it or you don't, no matter what your head says. So that is that. Oh, I've got to do a card for my friend Linda as well, who I forgot to do last week. I am sorry. This is for Linda Herr. So let's do a card for Linda. And again, I get fire cards. And Linda, you get this Four of Fire. This making your hearth your home, a place of contentment, a place of retreat, a place of peace, and a place of actually abundance as well. And abundance can mean whatever you want it to mean. It can be an abundance of peace, or it can be abundance that you have a beautiful home to be in. And those of us who do have beautiful homes, there are people in the world who do not, for all sorts of reasons, either because of finance or because of war, they have been displaced. So make your home a place of abundance. So I have done those. I'm now going to go to the top of the list on the Facebook chat room and speak to Laura Kasdan Fulton. Good morning. You would like a message if there's time, of course. I'm going to make sure there is time today to do messages for everyone and see what we need to say. Laura, you have a beautiful water card, Queen of Water. I love the Queen of Water. I think this is talking to you. It's someone who's very tender-hearted, who's empathetic, patient, loving. Does that sound like you, Laura? Sounds like you to me. But a word of warning to this Queen of Water. Sometimes she's so empathetic, she overgives. She drains herself. So just make sure that when you're helping others, that you keep refreshing yourself, keep yourself topped up with energy, with love, with care, so that then you can continue loving. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. A card would be appreciated. You're feeling absolutely exhausted. Okay. Well, the energies that are flying around, and I know you're a great empath, Jennifer, so I think you're probably picking up on it. Let's see what my angelic team would tell you that will help with this exhaustion of getting overwhelmed. That's half the deck, angels. Can we have a fresh card? Thank you. They do that when I haven't shuffled the deck properly. So a card for Jennifer, please. Help with being overwhelmed or exhausted. There we go. Two trains of thought, Jennifer. One is the Page of Fire. The Page of Fire, it's very quick energy, it's creative, it's confident. All those things I know you can be when you're not exhausted. I think you'll like this because it's news of an exciting endeavor or good news that you want that comes in very quickly. And I have it with the Nine of Earth, which is to do with our material existence. Nine of Earth is about being rewarded, but it's also that Nine of Earth is about spending time alone. And the angel on this is in nature. So the antidote to your exhaustion, and I know you already do this, but they're just singing it even louder, is to make sure that you go out and connect with nature. Just even get away from the house, literally go out into the woods, which I know you do. So hopefully that will be helpful, Jennifer, while you wait for that good news to come in. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Good morning to Dee Dee. You would like a card on what you need to know for the next few months. Okay, let's clear the deck and ask, what does Dee Dee need to focus on for the next 2 months, please, angels? What does Dee Dee need? There we go. I can see Maureen White Varner has just come in the room as well, my Libra sister. Dee Dee, what I'm shown here is, again, I'm getting these cards in duality. They're coming out in twos this morning, which speaks, them speaking to me, saying that life is not black and white and we live in a world of duality. A lot of these cards are double messages. So I'm seeing on the one hand, Dee Dee, that mentally, because this is the two of air, it's two unicorns, feeling mentally blocked, not able to mentally work something out or decide what to do. So you're in this feeling like there's a stalemate. This sometimes happens, and the words leap off the card, when you pretend there isn't a problem, when you're kind of ducking, thinking, maybe that's not a problem, maybe I'll deal with it later. Are you brushing something under the carpet that you don't want to look at when I see that card? But I have it with a beautiful Earth card, which is the solution, because actually, this Earth card, it's the Page of Earth. It's wanting more from life. Sometimes this is wanting to study, but we live in Earth school. So it could also be that. It's the expansion of yourself on this Earth. It also heralds good news about financial matters. So if that's what's troubling you, Dee Dee, I think it will solve itself. Good morning to Kelly. Good morning to Shirin. Just Shirin, you and Goldie. Oh, bless little Goldie, would like a message. So what can we say to Shirin and Goldie today? What would be helpful? There we go. That falls out. Good morning to Patricia, who's just come in the room. What a partnership is what I get for you, Shirin, just Shirin, because I have a two of fire. It's about really warm, passionate, heartfelt partnerships. So what I'm getting here, because I'm looking at the two of you, I'm looking at the two on the card with this beautiful dragon that's on the card, is that the partnership that you have, you are supporting and nourishing each other. And I know Goldie knows what you're thinking and feeling, and I think you know what Goldie is thinking and feeling. So keep supporting each other. The connection you have is your saving grace. It's going to get you through difficult days. Quelly, grand rising to you. Peggy Reeser, my colleague from 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen, is also here. Peggy has her show, Oh My Angels. So lovely to have you in the room. Thank you for your support. Good morning to Pamela, who says, lovely to hear you and my calming voice today. I'm glad I'm calming and you're trying not to spiral. You and most of the world, Pamela. I think it's important that we know, we have to admit, there's no point pretending. It's almost like that two of air I was just talking about. There's no point pretending there isn't a problem, but it's a case of being able to ground ourselves within it to say, actually, I don't want to exacerbate the problem by falling into fear. And again, that's not spiritual bypassing. We have to acknowledge that life triggers us, but then we have to come back into a place of being, well, I'm going to make my home as peaceful as possible. And your home is your body. So let's have a look. Do you want a card? Yes. I can see actually there's a second comment you've put here. I'm just going to go in and make sure that... Okay. You say you can't spell today. I can't spell or type. So I'm right there with you. Oh, a card for Pamela, please. Because I know she would like a card. I have the Star of Inspiration. And there I was saying, try not to spiral. This is Archangel Jophiel, and Jophiel is pouring water from two urns, and they're running with five streams, which is our five senses. And this, she's pouring this water because she knows she can, because she knows there is an endless supply, that it's all going to be all right in the end, no matter what it looks like. So I think that's the message for you today. Good morning to Lioness. You've been caught live, missing due to work. Would love a card, please. So let's do that. A card for Lioness. Okay. There we go. You have a six of air. Actually, again, dual cards. You have a six of air, and there's one card in this deck that doesn't belong to this deck. It belongs to another deck that I have long since released. But for some reason, this card didn't get released with the other deck and found its way into this deck. So I always think it's important when it turns up in a reading. And it talks about how we deal with change and not to be worried about change. And I have it with the Six of Air, which is always a card about mentally moving forward or mentally moving on from a situation. So I think that is going to be very important for you, Lioness. Good morning to Maureen Whitevana, my Libra sister. Praying for peace in this world. I'm sure we all are. Would love a message as heading to visit my penny slots tomorrow with my old oncology workers. Love the dragons. I'll send some dragons with you. I haven't forgotten about the dragon show. I am on it. I'm working towards it. Leave it with me. So let's see. I must get these readings done because I can see I'm going to run out of time in a minute. So a card for Maureen, please. There we go. So have a great time. Feel the feels. I have got water cards all over the place here. I've got an ace of fire, a beautiful passionate card, enjoying yourself, being open to changes. I've got the king of water and the queen of water. It doesn't get more powerful than that. Both of these are incredibly empathetic people. The queen of water, as I said earlier, can sometimes overgive herself. She needs to keep refreshing. She's tender-hearted. The king of water is trustworthy and compassionate and respected and cultured. These are your workmates and it's you. So feel all the feels. Have a great time, is what I would say. Laura says the card reading worked for you. Beautiful card reading. You are very welcome. Patricia Rich is in the room. Shirin saying thank you. Dee Dee, you are avoiding an issue that needs to be addressed. Well, hopefully this will move that energy forward. And Pamela is also enjoying her message. Okay, I know there are some more messages and I am minutes away from the end of this show, so I'm just going to quickly go back in and make sure that I have picked everybody up and said hello to everybody. So bear with me while I sort this Facebook chat room out. Okay, I'm going to take a look down the bottom to make sure I have not missed anybody out. Phew! I have done it. So that is good news. I am in the last minutes of this show. I would remind you, of course, that we have a new moon in Cancer coming up. I am so looking forward to that with the Cancer rising. I think it's going to be so powerful. Mark Husson is on his way in a matter of minutes, and I know that he is going to make sense of the astrology for this week and maybe how to apply it to the extraordinary times that we are living in. He's followed by Kat with the intuition hour as well. So hopefully we will have plenty of wisdom to draw on. I am now in the last minutes of the show. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for joining me. I will be back at the same time next week when I'll be taking you through my July starscopes, which I had finally got round to writing yesterday. So until then, take care of yourself, ground your spirituality, lots of love. See you next week, and bye-bye for now.